Hey, After Buzzers and fellow Mirror Ballers. Tonight we are discussing Dancing with the Stars Season 24, Episode 2. So stay tuned, you don't want to miss this. And we have a very special surprise announcement.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, After Buzzers, as I said, I love tonight they use the hashtag Mirror Ballers.
I do too.
And so I was like, okay, we're gonna use it. Yeah. All right, so before we hop into episode 2, I want to take a minute to introduce my fellow panelists, these beautiful ladies. Go on, take it away.
Hey there, I'm Tara Tenner, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenner.
Hey guys, my name is TK Trinidad. I will be doing the live chat, so bring on all your comments. And you can find me on everything, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all that good stuff, Snapchat, at TK Trinidad.
And I am Brooke Lacey. You can find me on all social media as well at Brooke Lacey H. All right, so let's get to it. First of all, I think we should start with the end of the show to spice it up.
Yeah, the first elimination.
You know, get to the good stuff right off the bat. So the first one to be announced for up for elimination, it was Chris and Whitney.
Yes.
And then the second one was Charo and Keo.
Yeah, I was down to those two. Were you guys surprised?
No.
No.
Really? I kind of think what she's just a too... it's kind of one of those things, the dancing is good, but then the personality, like, I can only imagine what's happening backstage. She tried to steal not only one mic, but two mics, and that's, like, a host real, like, never let go of your mic, so you can literally feel,
she's
a little bit too
like
much.
She's kind of like a host's nightmare. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, don't take my mic.
Yeah. Well, and I think it gets to a point where some of it's fun and exciting, you know, like, last week it was cute and we were laughing and we loved it, but tonight it was no joke.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell that the other people in the cast were legitimately getting annoyed.
Like, or also just getting a little nervous.
Yeah.
Didn't it seem like people were sort of, like, bracing themselves for whatever was...
I can only imagine
backstage.
Yeah,
when she walked
backstage.
By, like, everybody just backed off and was, like, guarding what was theirs.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, she's unique in her own right, so I think that people are obviously just drawn to her energy. But I don't know. I mean, I thought Chris Kattan, he's so funny, and I was sort of sad. I mean, I thought he was definitely better.
Well, that's
tonight
than
last week.
Yeah. Sure. So spoiler alert: Chris and Whitney were eliminated. sadly. So let's talk about their dance. Yeah. Let me get my little notes up. I loved him last week, but like you were saying, he really improved this week, and we got to hear his backstory, how he had the spinal issues, and then he just broke down and had like a moment of weakness on screen where he said that, you know, his thing was physical comedy, and because of his injuries, he wasn't able to do that.
Right. I mean, yeah, he broke his neck 14 years ago and then had 4 surgeries. I mean, that is a huge recovery. And for somebody who's known for their physical comedy, has to just be so devastating to go through that sort of thing. And I think that I almost wish that he would have said all of that at the beginning of last week's episode.
Yeah,
I think that made it more relatable to people.
And I almost got the feeling that maybe he wanted to, and because of, like, producers and whatnot, he wasn't able to.
Yeah, it was definitely a producing thing.
Because at the end, he was like, well, I wish too bad they wouldn't let me say it, before.
The sarcasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you get that.
He seemed a little, like, mad about that or something.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of one of those things that maybe the producers didn't want to sway it with the story, because, you know, if somebody has a sad story, then that will sway your results. And if you saw today with some of the judging, like, some people got a little bit harsher than others based off of, you know, the way they dance and their story and all this other stuff. So I think maybe, I don't know, we're just looking at the pairing of the dancers, like, over the years, and, you know, you can kind of see that certain dancers are paired with certain, you know, athletes or people who, so you kind of, I don't know, it just feels like that was done a little on the intentional side.
But also, I mean, it was interesting even when they were replaying some of the comments from last week when Carrie Ann was really giving him the consistent feedback of him being stiff, but then you like note his injury, and it's sort of like, how do you not be stiff if you've broken your neck and had that many surgeries? I mean, I almost felt like, you know, in it, after this performance, their judging was a little different because that came to light.
Right.
Well, and to like you're saying, if you went 14 years having that those injuries and those things that you couldn't do,
yes.
you subconsciously would just be so leery of doing too much mm-hmm. and
Absolutely.
Pushing yourself to do that and
Absolutely.
Being and worried. But I
did like the dress part, the Marilyn Monroe. That was really, really cute.
That was adorable. Yes. And I wrote, like, I felt like he had his moment tonight to get back mm-hmm. in. This is allowing him to have his time to be physical and have his physical comedy bits, you know?
Right.
So that's why I was sad, because when I made that connection, then it was like, he had to go.
I know. I mean, Aaron Andrews even pointed out, he had sort of said that what really made him sad is when people would say that, you know, they missed the old him and how he really came out in this performance and portrayed his really funny, comedic self.
Yeah.
And
right.
it was sort of, yeah, like liberating for him, I think, to show America that he still had the ability to do that. So I thought that was amazing. And I was just overwhelmed with emotions just watching his package, his performance, because I went from sort of getting teary-eyed to just cracking up.
Yeah.
yeah
so you can't help but just love him.
Love him. And speaking of... Forgive me, but I've been feeling passionate about something. So speaking
yeah.
of everybody having their own backstory and not knowing what people are going through,
yeah.
I am a big firm believer that everybody has that. People are going through things that you might not know, battles.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to let you guys know, we do read your comments on YouTube. And while we love all of them, some of them are, you're 100% entitled to your own opinion. Some of them are reference different critiques, which I totally respect, but then some of them are just a little downright mean. And while we are strong women and individuals that can take it, not everybody on the internet is. So I just want to encourage everybody, if you don't have anything nice to say that is, you know, gonna help the show, don't say anything at all. And that goes for everything on all social media to
yeah.
anybody, because you never know if anybody's having a rough day
yes.
or fighting something that you don't know. So please, just fill the place with more love and watch what you say to others. And I'm on my soapbox.
Good job, girlfriend.
Okay.
Actually, with Chris, it's it. So he did an interview and said he broke his neck and he had 4 surgeries in the last 20 years. So he's like really afraid to kind of the movement and stuff like that. So, and then if you notice in the pictures, he had a lot of pins throughout in his back as well. So I don't know. It's kind of one of those catch-22s. I feel like, yeah, it's great that he's overcome this, but at the end of the day, even though it's Dancing with the Stars, it's still a competition. So it's just like, somebody has to get voted off the island, so.
Yeah, and I know Julianne did say that, you know,
yeah.
like, we're yeah. still judging the dance. So I guess, okay, so that's elimination. You want to hop to I'll start back to square one.
Nancy Kerrigan
and Artem did
mm-hmm.
a cha-cha. And in her package at the beginning, she started crying from the compliments, which was very, so interesting to me because I guess it just goes to show you how she was brought up in like a competitive environment and constantly being critiqued, so she's not used to positive reinforcement, obviously,
right.
you know,
or maybe just a different style of coaching.
Yeah,
I mean, because
yeah.
you know, every coach has a different method, and it seems like she's so fortunate to have a teacher like Artem who seems to really encourage with positive reinforcements, which doesn't sound like her figure skating coach was, did that growing up, and that's too bad, but, you know, that works for some people and doesn't work for others, but it was fun to sort of see her just enjoy the journey, because, it was kind of heartbreaking watching her talk about just what that was like, and, like, training, and it sort of seemed like a soft spot for her, and she was getting kind of emotional.
And I know we talked about last week that she's kind of been known before to be this hard ice queen, like, especially off cameras, and can be a little...
Diva.
Yeah.
So maybe this kind of shows why she reacts the way she does, and how she kind of has a shell. If that's what she's been used to for so long, you know?
I think the whole thing with the Ice Queen is that she's so used to getting judged on and off the ice that she almost had to protect herself in a certain way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of, you know, take that as, okay, well, she's standoffish. She doesn't want to, you know, be talked, she doesn't want people talking to her. And then it seems like she's also an introvert, which is a whole nother aspect in it as well. So,
which is so funny, given that she's a performer and has so many medals.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of people who are introverts.
I think it's just that
as, you know, as performers or anybody in any kind of profession, you realize that people are perfectionists and they handle it different ways. Mm-hmm. And so it's in a way, I that's what I love about this show, is that it shows you that these stars, you know, are just people, and they all...
Just human
battling the same things that, you know, their feelings get hurt, they deal with stress, you know, so...
But I did love, because I mentioned last week saying that I really was just excited to see her in a different capacity other than just sort of the graceful figure skater, and I think that her coming out in the cha-cha, she seemed really confident, and just, you know... sexy, and she had like this amazing pink dress outfit.
Loved it.
Very feminine, and just, you know, it was just a more fast-paced dance. It was fun to see a different side to her.
Yeah, something a little less refined, like we're used to, like you're saying, seeing on the ice. And then she popped out in those splits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, yes, girl, because she's not old by any means, but she's older. And she's a mom, she's balancing everything else, and she's still... I can't even do the splits anymore. I mean, I had them back in the day, but, like, she's good for her. So I know they mentioned that she had lost some control and things.
Yeah, she missed a couple steps. At the beginning, she missed a step, and her extension, how she extended her arm was a little bit off as well. And I find that out of a lot of people, because when you translate it into dance, translate it into skating, you know, it's still, she had to do that extension while she was skating. Yeah. So I don't know if it was... the pace of the routine or what. She just was like a slightly stiff.
Yeah.
So, and again, it translates a little bit different on the ice. You kind of figure, okay, figure skater, dancer, kind of same elements. But, you know, I don't know. It just seems like she's the translation between the two. Like, when you're an athlete, you're concentrating on moves and getting them right and, you know, doing the technique correctly. So then putting the passion behind that is a little bit off-putting for some athletes, that translation.
Well, and I love your insight, because you have ballet training, right?
15 years ballet training and former track athlete.
Amazing. So maybe we'll get like cue the claps. Maybe.
Retired on both, trust me.
So maybe we'll get a little dance solo coming.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, it does seem like, though, that obviously when you're ice skating, you have the momentum of the ice. Right, so it is probably a little bit more fast-paced, or like naturally you would sort of like transition to things a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're standing still on the ground, you really have to propel yourself forward more. It's sort of like the analogy of running outside versus running on the treadmill.
Oh, right? Yeah, two different things.
It's way easier to run on a treadmill.
I don't like doing either, so... Okay, so they got sevens across the board with a 28. Just overall solid performance, I liked it.
Yeah.
Next up, it was Erica Jane and Gleb, and they did a foxtrot. First of all, I thought I was, like, ahead of the game, because I came in and I was going to be like, you guys, I heard that he's expecting a second child, but then they definitely beat me to the punch and announced it on TV, so.
Yeah, with that glittery pink onesie.
Oh my gosh.
Made me want to have a girl.
I wanted it for my dog.
Or my dog.
Yeah.
Okay, so first off, last week, Lynn said that she was too raunchy.
Right.
And that was sensitive, I think, for any woman to be...
Well, that's kind of an aggressive word to use. But I loved how... I read a bunch of interviews this week with her reaction to those comments. Yeah. And
she could care less.
Yeah, I loved how she kind of just brushed it off. I mean, she not in a disrespectful or arrogant way.
Mm-hmm.
She was very respectful, but she was basically... said, you know, to eat your own, and I'm going to do my thing, and I really don't want to take any of who I am out of Dancing with the Stars. That's sort of the whole point of doing the show, is being authentic and showcasing her personality. Right. And I loved how she responded to that, like very classy. And
but they did kind of change it a little bit. Like I so Eric, do you guys watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Sometimes.
So I had to watch 7 seasons for work, believe it or not. And so my introduction to Erica James was. Erica Jane stars her song "Pat the Pussy," or no, the movement, the movement in her video "Pat the Pussy," and I was like,
"Who
oh,
is this
chick?" Yeah, I was like, "Okay, all right, this is where we're going. This is what we're doing." Yeah. So, definitely, I understand what they were saying as far as a little bit too raunchy, and it's kind of one of those things where she said she wasn't going to change, but they did soften it up a little bit, so she kind of indirectly changed. And in order to win something, that's the rules are kind of already stated, you have to kind of almost bend a little bit. So nobody's saying that she has to be, you know, cutesy, but you know, almost, you know, do the dance. Kind of had that good balance,
but
which
have medium,
which some people actually ironically are missing the sexy in some of their dances. Right. So it's almost like you have to watch each other and trying to see, okay, this is how she's doing it, and kind of go from there.
But I also think it sort of goes hand in hand with whatever dance style they're doing. Mm-hmm. And this week she did do a more, you know, elegant, refined, the foxtrot. So I think it almost would have been awkward if it was like over the top sexy, because I don't think you can really do that in the box.
I still love that, even though she, like you're saying, she took the note. Mm-hmm. It was very classy, but they still had that like 50 Shades kind of feeling to it, and it was kind of just like this hidden little backslap of, oh, I'll still be refined. And she was in that beautiful black lace dress,
mm-hmm. right?
But she was still giving us all kinds of sexy, and like with the cop. You know, mm-hmm. like,
I mean, that's her personality.
Situation. So I was like,
yeah.
In a nice, respectful way, you told him who's Bosslyn, and I respect you for that.
Yeah, and I loved that her takeaway lesson was how to get out of a ticket. Because let's be honest, how many times when you get pulled over are you trying to think of how to get out of a ticket?
No.
It hasn't ever really worked for me, but I should rewatch.
Have
that
a lot
dance.
Of cop friends.
Yeah.
Has a pass.
Yeah, no.
Okay. So, oh, and so she got 7s across the board. Seems to be a trend so far, with a total of 28. So next up, Charo and Kyo. They danced the Paso Doble. And so she clearly, it's a dance of passion, and she was very passionate about it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. She took him to her house, where she has like a little stage set up in the back where she does flamenco.
Which is amazing.
And I actually went to a flamenco show last week. It was like a dinner theater experience. It was amazing.
Awesome.
And it was the longest running flamenco show in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So where was that?
It was actually in San Diego. Okay. So Cafe Sevilla.
I'm not going there anytime soon, but good to know.
But if you do, okay. No, but it was amazing just because you could see, like, the biggest thing was the passion and just the intensity. And so clearly, Charo did just that. She said that she was going to wear red to honor her mother and her culture of in Spain.
Right.
And what did you guys think?
Honestly, I thought that her costume really got in the way of her performance because she's, you know, so petite and has this amazing figure. I mean, she looks like Barbie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was wearing this, you know, big, ruffly red dress, which was amazing, but it was almost just like too much fabric that I thought that sometimes, you know, in her quick steps, it was almost like she was fighting against the dress, and I think it really covered up her body. And I don't know, I thought that the costume really kind of took away from the performance. You could definitely get a sense of the passion, but I mean, I thought it was good. I didn't love it.
The beginning of the dance, she was even trying to get the dress, like, into position.
Yeah.
So one of two things they could have done is, I know sometimes they almost have, like, they can attach the dress to your fingers.
Right.
So
yeah.
She could have had that where it's still slightly open, but it gave her the space to do it.
Yeah.
And then she was just, you know, that's her culture. So I think she just got too passionate, and she kind of left. She kind
of
got
some of the details.
Some of the details, and she just got ahead of herself because she was just so excited to showcase her culture and the passion behind it. Which, again, with some folks, it's just like they're learning the technique, but they can't get the passion's not there yet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just kind of wow. I kudos to whoever deals with her on a regular basis. That's a lot. I mean, yeah.
Even yeah. Our partner, he'll be here next week. He,
yeah. Tara, you let it out of the
bag. Yeah, sorry, I was so excited, but I just had to throw that.
Okay,
in.
Well, since
but, I mean, he gets extra brownie points because, as we were saying, she's kind of a lot to deal with in a really good way because her energy is amazing. But
so now we're you know, talk about him a lot. Special announcement.
Sorry,
it's coming to you early. It's okay. I was getting excited and I wanted to tell him anyway. Good. We are going to have Keo on the show next week as a guest panelist.
Yes.
That way he can give his professional dancer advice. I know we are not, though we have some hobby training in dance.
Yes.
We're not professional dancers, nor do we claim to be. So.
Well, we also haven't been on the show.
Right. Yeah. So it'll be nice to have somebody. Someday. We've been working real hard to get some guests in the works. And so we're just so excited to have him. So feel free to send in any questions you might have for him.
But I mean.
Or anything for next week.
Can't you guys? I just like, I hope he really just tells us. It's really like to.
What if he brings her?
Or maybe he'll bring her.
I feel that'd like she would amazing. Just come in and like.
Oh, I hope she just storms in here and it's like
the
ready
show's
to.
Gonna be chaotic.
Yeah, we don't have enough.
I
want
to learn like the signature coochie and learn how to shape.
Hold on to your mics.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, we'll be guarding our mics like this if she comes on the show.
She just needed to rein it in a little bit. So I don't know if. Over the years, she just had people saying yes to her all the time. Like, kudos to him for, you know, kind of getting the moves. And I think the passion, she was focused with that. But once the music's over, it's just...
Yeah, it makes me wonder how they get... Because clearly he gives her a lot of steps. And
right.
She learns them.
Right.
But he's got a lot for... X amount of hours for like chatter and whatnot.
But I mean, I think that's kind of her persona.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever watched her on anything else or any other guest appearances she's done, I mean, she brings that same kind of.
This
personality
just
where she doesn't want to hear what anyone has to say.
This seemed a little bit more. I've seen a couple of her stuff. I think even I think Oprah might have featured her on one of her shows years ago. But this seems a little bit. And again, maybe because it's a passion behind it that she's just so almost aggressive with it.
Right.
But it was just kind of like I didn't know if she was like really upset or that's just. Her personality, like I don't know, the line between sarcasm and threatening was very real.
Well, because so she got 3 sixes and a 7 with a score of 26, which beat her score of 21 last week.
Yeah.
So I thought she would have been proud. Like I'm moving up. That's the goal. But
I think she wanted 40 out of 40. I think that's.
Char, you got a long way to go, girl.
And also, I think that it almost kind of came across as like. Too, I don't want to use the word like desperate or something, but like she was kind of like overselling herself, like even after her dance, like she was kind of over animating her persona,
right?
To like kind of get a last word in, which was kind of awkward to watch,
because you could tell the cast was genuinely annoyed,
And I mean, I think she's amazing and really fun to watch, but I don't think that she needs to sell it that hard. I think that she's amazing in who she is, and her performance speaks for itself, and her, you know, longevity in the industry. I don't think she needs to sell it that hard.
I think that's just her personality.
Yeah, maybe.
Unfortunately.
So, next up, we had Nick and PETA. They did a foxtrot.
I have to just interject here. I just really want to know what you guys think. I don't know if you've been following this whole Twitter feud between William Shatner and Nick about just William Shatner is basically was petitioning to get Nick voted off the show first.
Where is this beef coming
from? Exactly. I don't like. Does he have a strong tie to Dancing with the Stars? Does anybody know?
He's bitter because he wanted to be on the
season. Yeah, maybe he wanted to be on The Bachelor and he never got the show.
Well,
no, I don't know. I just thought that was silly. But also, I mean, Nick's response to that was sort of sad. He was like, really? I was the biggest Star Wars fan ever, and I've loved him as an actor. This is horrible. But, you know, his goal was really to win him over, and PETA was saying that he also just, you know, was going to, his goal was to get him to win him over, and so it was funny.
Well, and also some more Bachelor, Bachelorette drama. Yeah. I also heard that Caitlin Bristow, I don't watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, my mom does, so I only get some updates. Mm-hmm. But she was claiming that she was supposed to be on Dancing with the Stars, but then the producer Mike Flies, whatever his, however you say that, she thinks that it was rigged and that he kept her from being on it. And this whole discrepancy about the fact that there are more bachelors and more male contestants than there are female bachelorettes that have been on the show. Which, I know we can see the past couple ones have been males, but
I think it's, well, one, I think if you don't come from a dancing background as a male, doing a partner dance is a lot harder. So it's a lot easier to me. It seems like it's a lot easier for me when you're looking for celebrities that, you know, the females are easier to come by. The males, not so much. So it feels like with the females, like, okay, well, you know, we have two Olympians, we have this, we have that. It's a lot easier to fill up. So then a bachelorette's not necessarily needed. Opposed to guys, it might be a little bit harder. Because I think, one, if you don't know how to dance, now you're putting yourself out there to the world. And, you know, your ego might get bruised a little bit. Opposed to if you're a girl, it's like, it's not, it's still bruised, but not as much. And then when you're leading, it's a whole nother beast. So I just think it's just more of there's more spaces to fill on the male side than the female side.
No, I love that outlook. On a more positive note, there is some love in the air. I also saw that PETA and Max went on a double date with Nick and Vanessa. We've got a picture. How cute are they? Like, regardless of what happens on this show, now they've just got... I know they mentioned that they were adulting together, you know. She brought her baby on the show this week, and then Vanessa came in to kind of help because Nick was
struggling a little bit. Graceful.
So I think it's sweet to see that they're bringing in, you know, family and loved ones to encourage.
Totally.
So, okay, so, but his dance this week was the Foxtrot, which is supposed to be an effortless dance with ease. By definition, and maybe it wasn't so graceful. It seemed to be very filled with lots of effort, not so much ease. What did you guys think?
I think he was overthinking it. Yeah. I don't know if you guys experienced this saying, but KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And it's just kind of like one of those things that you have to learn how to crawl before you have to learn how to crawl before you walk. Yeah. And this is new to him. And, you know, you've learned the steps. Now we're at the day. Just breathe. And because, you know, as they said, you know, they mentioned his breathing quite often. Yeah. So it's just kind of like it's one of those things. You have to be confident in the stuff that you learned. You have a good teacher, and then just kind of roll with the punches, opposed to getting in your head, which I think that's what he did. He's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Then your body tightens up, and now you're not doing anything that you meant to set out to do.
Yeah, it reads, because in his face, you could the whole time.
The tension.
Yeah.
See, I sort of interpreted the judge's feedback more so sort of critiquing PETA for making the dance too complicated. Okay. Because they pointed that out a couple times. Mm-hmm. And his Foxtrot was more complicated than some of the other Foxtrots tonight. And, I mean, that kind of sucks for him.
Maybe his
beginning of the season.
Yeah, maybe it was well. And then he got in his own way.
Right.
Because I don't think the goal... I definitely don't think that there's any type of sabotage or gaming going on. I just think, you know, he may have gotten in practice, and then he just got it in his head. Because I don't think she would have given him all those steps and then say, okay, now we're going to go out and we're just going to throw it up in the air and see what happens.
I think that she's just an amazing... I mean, I think she's one of the best female pros on the show, and she's also just... I think generally likes to kind of challenge her partner. Mm-hmm. And I think she is kind of throwing a lot at him because she really wants to prove that he is a good dancer. And but I think in the beginning it's tricky because you're still really learning fundamentals. And to no fault of hers at all, but I think that, you know, that's just a different style of coaching, I guess.
Well, yeah, and I think also just in the moment, it's like one thing when you're rehearsing in the safety of a studio when it's
right.
somebody that you're comfortable, yeah. and then maybe it's that element of all of a sudden the lights, the camera come on, and yeah. it's like,
yeah. But I did love their perfectly coordinated outfit.
lovely. According to Demi, I'm terrible with names, guys, so I apologize in advance, but they're saying that William Shatner is a huge fan of the show, so like super diehard fan. So it could just be that he didn't really like the Nick being on the show, like as far as a proper contestant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what we're here for, to share our opinions. I guess William's got his. So then the fifth performance this evening was Heather and not Max, but Alan. Mm-hmm. And props to Alan for stepping in and leading the way. Mm-hmm. I know you had lots of input on Max's injury.
Yeah, so I was reading that Max got injured in rehearsal on Friday night, so right before the weekend, and he was kind of optimistic until we watched the show tonight, saying that he thought that it would sort of be a quicker recovery and he would be back soon. But as they sort of aired in the show tonight, it sounded like it was more serious than he thought, and he's really not sure how he is gonna do in terms of his recovery. And he made some kind of comment. I think he was gonna kind of overshare what his injury was in the treatment. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah.
And he kind of cut himself off. He was like, I'm flying tomorrow to go do, you know, and I don't know. So maybe we'll find out soon what that is. He's going to do some crazy alternative.
Well, it looks like he is 37, somewhere around that. So
yeah, he's older.
Yeah, he's older. So, you know, the thing is, like, you know, working out or training when you're 16 versus 21 versus,
right.
you know, you in your mind, you think that, you know, you're going to bounce back, but it never quite.
Like,
yeah, your body's not that way. It sounds like he's waiting to get an MRI and see what happens. It could be like it's definitely not a calf strain, because if there was a calf strain, then he'd still be able to perform. So it could be a nagging injury. The good news is what he didn't say, because I'm sure he might have said that, it's not career ending. So, you know, it just might be something not minor, but not major, somewhere in between. But the good thing with rehabilitation, stems, and all these other stuff, I don't know if you guys got to watch Olympics, but there's a whole array of things that can get you back in the groove of things. So.
But he did say he was going to fly somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's not doing treatment locally, which is kind of funny, because, I mean, this is L.A. There's everything here.
Yeah, but you want to work with your trainer.
Yeah, that's true. But they live here, so I wonder where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll find out.
So they had an 8, a 6 from Lynn, and then 2 8s following. So Lynn, I guess, wasn't feeling so generous, but still a 30, not bad. I thought she did amazing.
Oh my gosh.
They did amazing, rather.
I was blown away. I was so entertained by her performance, and I thought, honestly, you couldn't tell who was the professional and who is the celebrity. I mean, I thought she really just held her own.
I wanted to watch it. Especially given the circumstances of, like, a new partner.
Yeah.
And it's not that far in the season yet.
Yeah.
You know, I was maybe just giving her a little extra leeway because of that.
Right.
But do you think otherwise, TK?
Well, I mean, I definitely agree she has an extensive dance background, so she's good on that part. She did the jive, that's what it's supposed to be. So when she broke into almost like an ode to Beyonce, I wasn't feeling that. And then at the end, she kind of did a little bit of a like dancehall reggae move, and I was like, I'm just so confused at what's happening right now. Because, again, like the judges said, and of course, like, you know, we've all said that we're not professionals, but it feels like she has such an extensive background in dance that she should be able to almost translate it into another form of dance and apply it there, opposed to using the crutch of hip-hop apply to the dance. So I wasn't feeling it. I mean, it would be great on its own. I'd love to see if they, you know, do it to do something almost like a freestyle and see her doing that, but I mean, I would love to just see her doing the jive and maybe one or two moves here or there.
Yeah, yeah. See, yeah. I feel like last week I was really harsh, and then this week maybe that's why I'm being like, oh, more sympathetic and nice. So
but I think we had conflicting opinions, just like the judges did, because I mean it was night and day between Len giving her a six to Carrie Ann and Bruno and Julianne giving her all an eight. So
yeah,
I think everyone was.
But still a 30, you know. So next up, it was Bonner and Sharna doing the Viennese waltz.
Yes.
And he is from Texas, and I am from Texas. Coincidence? I think not. Anyway, so he wanted to channel. He said that he wanted to channel like his Texas two-step.
Yeah.
And then it showed. So I did some heavy research, and I was digging to see, is it confirmed? Are they dating? Are they not? With the whole incident last week. And they both said in multiple incidences that we're both very single, we're not dating. But then at the end of the first package, did you see them sitting at the table in the hall? Like, he was, like, sitting there rubbing her hand. And I was like, you...
Yeah, see, that was my feedback. I felt like their chemistry is just so steamy, and I felt like it was just on full display throughout the whole dance. I almost felt like I was interrupting whatever was happening.
But it was, I thought
it was amazing.
Beautiful, very beautiful. I almost thought like Titanic-esque with like, he had the jack suspenders on, like the open button, she had that beautiful dress on and the candle and the lighting. I felt like I was in a little love story fairy tale. He was very graceful, which I think is interesting considering what he does as a profession as a bull rider. That's very like intense and you know, I think it's nice to see a soft side. But I do think that he needs to work on his facial expressions, because I know I said that last
kinda
week.
Kind of stiff.
I was hoping to see that that improve, and it didn't. But regardless, what did you think, TK?
It's kind of one of those catch-22s, because you could see some of the judges really liked him for him versus the dance. And the dance was really, really great, but it's just... it's so hard because you judge each celebrity different based off their ability. So I kind of feel like I judge him a little bit harder because he almost has that right combination of passion and learning the technique. So, you know, I feel like he could have brought it a little bit more. There was some issues as far as, you know, his foot placement. But other than that, I mean, compared to others. So I feel like I just kind of...
Just hard on him because you know he's a good contender.
Harder, I know he's a good contender, and then everybody thinks he's like hot, so I feel like I'm harder on because of that too.
Do you think he's hot too?
I mean, he's all right. I mean,
I love it.
Oh, that's awesome. But I also love that he dedicated his performance to his uncle that was in the audience, because his uncle had suffered an injury on a horse that resulted.
He wasn't in the audience though. His uncle was it was his grandmother. His grandmother in the audience.
They were both in the audience. They were just sitting. Who was weird.
In
they
the
were
audience?
Sitting.
Let us know.
He was sitting behind her.
Okay.
And he was in a wheelchair. And they said that. I thought. Oh.
No worries.
Okay, so let's speed it up because we're only halfway through.
There's
just
so
much passion in here. Okay, so next up was Simone and Sasha. They did the cha cha. Three sevens and an eight overall. What did you guys think? I know I'm a fan of Simone.
Simone is good. She just, you know, again, you know, once you're training and you're so used to doing the technique, applying the technique and repeating it, the sexy element is not there as far as applying that to sports, even though there's some elements, even gymnastics, not so much. So and she's young.
Right.
So, you know, I guarantee that she spent so much time in the gym that, you know, dating and boys and all this other stuff is not, something.
Because I know last week she was like, getting looking nervous to look into his eyes. Like, I've never done this before.
It's awkward,
So.
I'm getting excited over here. No, honestly, though, it's it was interesting in the package how she was saying that she was having trouble committing to the dance and being sexy. And I thought that I was so confused when I just saw how just confident she started the dance. I mean, she owned the sexiness. I mean, obviously, as coming from a 20-year-old that's a gymnast and not, you know, with the dance background. It's a different kind of sexy, as some of the judges said, but I thought it was appropriate. It's
still a level of vulnerability.
Right. Yes. So. And she still, you know, did it in the right way, and I think showed that, you know, sexy doing the cha-cha as a 20-year-old. I thought that she, and she looked amazing, and I thought she did a fantastic job.
She did. She just missed a couple of hand positions. She was out of sync a few times, but other than that, she was good to go. I mean, I think it's only, she's obviously, I predict that she's obviously going to be, you know, moving on in the weeks to come. So, you know, she seems to adapt and adjust. So we're going to see good things from her.
Yeah, absolutely. Another cha-cha-er was, I know I got hate for not saying this right last week, Normani and, did I say it right?
Yes,
Normani and Val did the cha-cha, which is supposed to be like a quick, clean, lots of hip movement dance. And props, okay, so they made this big thing in the beginning of her number saying that she just got off the flight from Japan. They're exhausted. Val went with her. Then she's flying back to China right after tonight's performance.
Yeah.
I looked over at you after we watched this and I was like, she has more energy this week running on no sleep than she did last week. And I thought she was incredible.
Adrenaline.
Even Lynn said that she was terrific, which is, we know, because
had a negative all night. So that.
But I love his Britishness. I have a British boyfriend, and I know that compliments don't come, like, it's just a different personality, very, like, dry, refined. Mm. And so for him to give a compliment saying she was terrific, that is a very good thing. 8s across the board, a 32. I love her, and I think she's going to do great things. Next up was Rashad Jennings and Emma doing the Viennese waltz, like a romantic waltz with anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
He opened up and talked about a breakup that he had gone through, and he let that vulnerability out on stage, I thought. I thought it was really impressive. He had a lot of, like, quick foot motions, and really took the lead of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed. What did you guys think?
Pretty good. I mean,
wasn't my favorite, but
I like this. Yeah. I like this saying though. It should hurt because you know it was real because it hurt. I don't know. It was just kind of like one of those things. Like it was, you know, almost that Oprah aha moment. I was like, oh, okay, feeling emotions, got it. So I really liked it. He was great. And, you know, given the position that he was playing football, there's a lot of footwork, so he's used to that. So it's just kind of the translation between the two. Over time, I think he's going to advance as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that his technique was amazing. I mean, you can really actually tell how athletic he is because his balance was amazing. And he was still able to really be delicate with her, even though he's this big, buff, you know, running back in
now
the
NFL. Now, that's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
Not Bonner, but...
Yeah, no, he was... But, yeah, he's an attractive man for sure, and they have a sexy connection.
You better talk to your husband by time. Let him know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Speaking of significant others, Sasha is engaged to Rashad's partner, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so... I just think that's so cute, all these little hidden showmances.
But they postponed their engagement recently because I guess honestly, how would you plan a wedding while you're both on Dancing with the Stars? Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But it was sort of this negative headline, but really, how would they?
Yeah, tabloids are gonna like take anything and run with it. Absolutely. Then we had Mr. T and Kim doing the Paso Doble. And they already won me over when it was Eye of the Tiger and that awesome ring, the boxing ring.
Yes.
And then, I don't know, interesting tidbit, but the Paso Doble was introduced in the 19th century in bullfight rings. So that's where it comes from, is like the matador fighting the bull. So I liked that comparison with Mr. T, and like he's obviously a fighter and very passionate, and I'm rooting for him. You know, he's obviously not the best dancer.
Yeah, the front runner,
but he's definitely made huge improvements from his dance last week. It was so much more difficult. he was on it. I know he missed a few steps here and there last week, and that wasn't the case this week. So I was really proud of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she slowed it down for him this week so he can get it, which is good. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, you have to crawl before you walk. So, you know, it's good. It was a little bit slower, but he got almost every step versus last week, like you're saying, he didn't get as many steps. So, I mean, I don't see him going all the way, but it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, he plays it. Definitely he's all about, you know, positive thinking. He helps kids and all this other stuff. So hopefully he can use this, you know, for other things in the future.
Yeah, and Lynn said that he was the, just kind of the spirit of the show and what it should stand for. And I completely agree with that. And I think it's all about personal improvements for the dancers and for the contestants, you know. And he scored a 20 last week, and and even though it was only a 22 this week, it's still
moving the right direction. You know?
Armando thinks on the live chat that Mr. T is getting eliminated next week.
Oh, Armando, say it's not so.
Oh, man.
I agree. I mean,
it's hard, though, too, because he's the second oldest contestant.
Both him and Charo. I keep wanting to say churro. You can see where my mind's at. Like, I just really want a churro.
What are we craving over there?
Okay, so next up we had David and Lindsay doing a cha-cha to... I said last week, and I still stick to it, that David's my favorite. He's the Major League Baseball player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they danced to Bust a Move. And I just think it's so cute that he's married to his high school sweetheart. And he said that this, like, took him back to then. He came out and he lip-synced that whole dance.
I know. I mean, he has so much likability. Even if he's so bad, you can't help but root for him because he's so endearing just in how humble he is, given that he has had so much success as an athlete. And he's just so funny. I mean, honestly, I feel like, you know, unless you're a sports fan, you probably didn't know who he was before coming on Dancing with the Stars. But I think he's definitely one of the standout contestants this season. And I think going forward...
To win?
Yes! Not to win necessarily, but I just think he's so memorable.
Can we just take a moment?
Honestly, I think he's so memorable.
It's obvious to say that, like, Heather or Normani or... Simone or these people that have somewhat of, like, grace and coordination background, I can get where they could easily be in the top, and that's, I'm not denying that, but I'm just such a big fan of David's because he has absolutely no coordination background. I mean, I know it takes some skill to hit a ball, whatever, but, like,
well, no, he's a competitive athlete.
I'm a sports player, can you tell? But I'm just saying, for his background, this is huge, and I love his attitude. And I don't know, he's just someone I'd like to sit down and have a cup of Joe with.
Yeah,
know?
I don't mind sitting down, having a cup of Joe, and talking some jokes, but
not feeling
I mean, I think he's going to do well, and I think he's going to take away from this experience, but it's not even... So, one, you have to think of the talent, but then, two, you have to think of almost the fans who back them as people calling in.
Well, exactly, yeah.
You know, so there are people who, you know, are pop stars, or gymnasts, or, you know, again, you're saying a lot of people, as far as MLB, didn't really know...
Well, and also, do you think, like, Major League Baseball fans are going to be tuned in to watch Dancing with the
Stars? It's possible, but I don't think to the degree.
But I also think not only is it the sports element, but he's so relatable in that he's a dad, and, you know, he's older, and I just think he brings in a whole new audience, which... Yeah. Is that why he is inevitably going to be really popular
and watching the show. I really liked when he did those, like...
awkward
hip throws. I almost kind of felt like he should have saved this for like a freestyle round when he was a little farther in and with more free to do that. But got a 27, ended the night good. And speaking of ending the night, alas, we must come to a close as well. But we look forward to next week having Keo. So please let us know what you want to cover with him. I've been your host, Brooke Lacey. You can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H. Ladies.
And I'm Tara Tenner. You can find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenner.
And shout out to Dami, Armando, Triniboy27, Hermato, Lionel, and Mercy7 for hopping in the live chat. So again, we're going to be live chatting. I'm going to be covering it all. I'm sorry for some of you guys who I missed or just, you know, pressed for time. My name is TK Trinidad. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Just TK the country Trinidad. Ciao, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.